Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome into The Diener Show on a Friday. And Mark Blankenbaker, Jeff Lightsey Jr. We got James Black producing the effort today. And thank you for all the producer efforts that you have put in for us this week, James. And Chase will be in on Monday, I think. And I'm sure you'll love that because you'll have to roll up out of bed super early. So,
oh, yes. I forgot how early this was.
So we'll have him back. But yeah, Jeff Lightsey, man, yesterday was a... I don't even know. Like, there was a lot of news out of yesterday. Really, like there was a lot of news with basketball. Pat Kelsey spoke at 1 o'clock. The players followed him. Rick Pitino went on a radio show. The U.S. Team USA, they gave away a match to Panama. If you want to talk about that, Kyle Filipowski.
Oh my goodness,
there's news on that. Bronny James.
Yes.
There's Daddy Ball in the NBA. There's a presidential debate. EA Sports put out some rankings. There's a whole lot of stuff that we're going to talk about today. But, man, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good, man. Feeling good. Appreciate you always having me. Yeah, it was, like you said, just a lot that took place over the last 24 hours. And, man, it's been crazy.
Yeah.
It's been crazy, especially for the summer. Dead of summer.
For
like,
sure.
You don't expect it.
And how many days now? How many days will we have until?
Oh, man. So, yeah, we're down to the last 3 weeks.
Oh,
so, within the next.
Any moment.
At any moment.
Your phone could
now
go off like.
Literally.
Like literally next second.
Yeah.
And you'd have to run up out of here. And
absolutely.
It'd be me and James. That's exciting, man.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for you.
Correction.
And,
it would be just blank.
I mean, I'd be all right. It wouldn't be as good without Jeff. You know, I mean, I admit it. You know, it wouldn't be as good by myself. I'm not Jason Anderson, who just comes into the building. He goes into the production studio 93.9, puts his back to everybody, and doesn't emerge.
Yeah.
Like, literally, doesn't talk to anybody, doesn't look at anybody, doesn't wave to anybody. Just goes in there, sits there, you know, does his show and leaves.
Like 4 hours. Like 4 hours.
Yeah, it's like 4 hours.
I think
he'll
come out, use the bathroom, grab some food.
I don't think he used the bathroom. I think he's wearing a diaper.
He will turn the air off, though, because you know how we are here.
I mean, and so just for, you know, the Mitsubishi Mini Split, the DFH company's put in, and if you need a Mitsubishi Mini Split, call him at 968-6222. Look him up online at dfhcompany.com. We'll heat and cool, you know, certain areas that are hard to heat, hard to cool. The seat that I am in gets the direct blow path of that mini split.
Yeah.
It is like directly on you. And the seat that I normally sit in, where you're sitting right now, that is not in the path.
No, not at all.
That is not in the path. And so when Drew is always like, turn that sucker off or on, it's because he is either hot, right, mm-hmm. and it's not on, or he is freezing cold. Because, like, that's where I am right now. And it's like, you're in, like, I am in a wind tunnel that is just like, we just need to redirect it.
Yeah.
We just need to redirect it. Because if I was right there, it'd be fine.
Yeah, you wouldn't feel anything, like me. Like, that's why I have to cut it on. Because it's like, man, it's a little stuffy in here, man. Let's get some airflow.
That's right.
I saw you as soon as I cut it on. Went to get a jacket.
Because I know. Because it's, and it's not because you're not wrong. Like, it is warm in the room. But I don't want to be directly in the path of it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
In the path, you know, so I don't know. It's just one of those things. So we'll talk about all that tonight. If Jeff just ups and leaves, you know why.
Hopefully we don't.
Yeah. Text line says, Biden kind of spoke last night.
Oh, man.
And then Texter wants to know, where's Mark Ennis?
Yeah, man.
Where's
yeah,
Ennis? Yeah. Where's CNN Ennis? What do you have to say for yourself? So kind of interesting there, you know, but we won't talk much about the debate last night. I usually like a good debate. You know, I usually like
Same.
A good debate. And I was like, you know, I'm going to turn this on theater. Everybody's going to be talking about it. And I was like, we are so freaking screwed.
Yeah.
Like, screwed in every single way.
Just really quick in regards to the debate, the number one thing on my TL, like, because, you know, my TL is different than probably some people's, was the whole theory behind black jobs.
two old white men talking about black jobs?
It was like black jobs and golfing. Like, you're handicapped. You're not a six. Yeah, you're not a six
you're
handicap.
I am a six handicap.
You're
That's not. What everybody wants to see you guys do. Debate. How good of a golfer you are.
Yeah, like, so those are the two biggest things that may show you how either mature or immature my timeline is.
I have expected it to devolve into, well, let's get out the measuring sticks and let's see. You drop your pants, Joe. When was the last time you got an erection? Yeah. Ask your wife.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Ask your, or you slept with a porn star when your wife was right, like, oh, this is insane. Like, this is what our country is, Mark. Like, these are our two leaders, like, or the guys who are supposed to be our leaders.
Yeah. And I don't care. I tell people all the time that I am not political. But if you are staunch in the corner of either one of those two people, get your head examined.
Lord bless.
Get your head examined. Absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Pat Kelsey spoke yesterday.
Yes.
And that's where I'm going to start. We're going to talk about Patino. Going to talk about it.
But this is where we should start.
This is a three-hour show. This is a three-hour show. And I can't talk about it all at the same time. But I want to talk about our current team because, you know, Louisville, we have been in, kind of a rough patch.
Yeah.
Especially as it relates to basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was just real. Ennis asked you what the word was that you felt like yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it was like refreshing.
Yes.
You know, like just refreshing. And I know we're going to be good. Like, I can sit here and tell people right now, Louisville basketball is going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be good enough? Like, is it going to be like, are we going to be in the Final Four ever? Or is Pat Kelsey sealing the second weekend? Or can he win the national championship? I don't know that.
We don't know, yes.
I don't know that, but we're going to be freaking good. And our players are going to freaking care. And, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, we'll find out 5, 6, 7 years from now if Pat Kelsey has a ceiling that kind of that Louisville basketball demands,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is pressure's a privilege,
and it's it's a fair question. Yeah,
yeah, he's coming from Charleston,
mm-hmm.
but it's gonna be fun.
Yeah,
and so I can't wait for that. And we'll play some of the sounds and some of the cuts and stuff for us to react to, but you know, just your general reaction to Pat Kelsey speaking yesterday.
Yeah, so I was there, and the word that I used when I was with Mark yesterday was fun. That was the word. It's like, man, this is fun. Like, just having a packed media spot, having a coach able to talk about his players, able to talk about his system in detail.
Yeah.
Having to talk about, like, everything that goes into year one at a place like Louisville when you have 13 new guys and you're going to take a Bahamas trip in July and all the things that went into it, how those things came about, like, everything. And that's the thing. Like, once again, this sounds minute and it sounds like, oh, well, he's a basketball coach. He gets paid millions of dollars. He should do this. But it wasn't being done. Mm-hmm. To talk about things in detail, to talk about basketball in detail, to talk about strategy in detail, to talk about players in detail, the behind the scenes in detail, all of those things was fun to mm-hmm. hear that. And then the biggest thing for me, it's one thing for a coach to say it because it's good for the coach to say it because mm-hmm. once again, it hasn't always happened here. And then two, it's even better when you hear that, when you see that coach walk out of the room and go do whatever he's doing, and three players come in and echo the same thing. Like the message is being spread across the entire team. There is no missteps.
It's not even July.
Yeah. Like, there's no missteps. And this is a brand new group. Like, right. There's only three guys that ever played for Kelsey before out of 13. And so he can walk out of the room and the message stay the same. That was all great. And that is what makes this fun. And that's why you can confidently say, we're going to be good. I don't know if we're going to be national championship level good during this tenure. But what I do know is we're going to have a good basketball team. And that is that's even evident
right.
in June of his first year.
And when I say we're going to be good, I don't mean we're going to be better. You know, we're clearly going to be better.
Oh, yeah.
We're not going to be in the bottom nah. of the ACC years in a row. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is, like, we're going to be competitive in the league. We are going to be competitive. We are going to be in and out of the top 25 at minimum, mm-hmm. you know, in the first couple of years. Like, that's going to happen.
Well,
and I'm excited about that.
Yeah,
and it might happen earlier, depending on what goes on in
yes.
the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and then even just to that point, like, you can confidently say that because of the roster construction, because of the coach and the coach acumen, his resume, and then even on the recruiting trail. Like, it came out right after the presser was over that a 5-star is going to visit here.
How about that?
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. little stuff like that. Like, you know some of the guys that he's in on. You seeing visits that you just don't typically see at Louisville.
Like Darren Peterson.
Yes.
5-star. The number 3 player overall in
the country. In the country.
Yeah, he's visiting us, USC, Washington, and Kentucky in August and September, and that's according to his father. He plays for Phenom United. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah, maybe you don't get the player.
And you might not.
I want to get that type of player on campus.
But that's the thing.
Yeah.
The fact that type of player is considering your program, because you're not going to get all those guys. No. Like, that's not how it works. Like, you may get 1 5-star in 3 years. You may get no 5-star. But regardless, the fact that that level of player, that's an NBA level of player, at mm-hmm. least early on, is considering you, is just different than what we've been through the last few years.
Sure.
And that's cool.
Sure. I mean, you know, the last high level guy we got in that stratosphere, what was that? Samardo?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Samardo?
Like, that high, yeah, in like single digits, like top 5, top 3 type
of
player.
That's been a long time.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. And Coach Kelsey, you know, he had a media availability in June. I think, you know, part of it is, hey, our team's here.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to go into, you know, the 4th of July period. And really, those athletic offices over there at U of L, this is when they get a break.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? like 4th of July weekend, the new athletic year starts for them, July 1.
Mm-hmm.
Sports really don't begin until mid-August. I mean, practices begin a little bit, you know, earlier than that, but games and the operations people, they work really hard over there.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to – so, like, you'll see a parking lot, especially from the admin side, a little empty because this is their break period
mm-hmm.
right here. This is like when they get a chance to breathe and stuff like that. And then also, I mean, at the end of the month, they're going to the Bahamas.
Yes.
You know, so
that's
basketball
big
is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they wanted to chat about that. And I do think that, like, Pat Kelsey yesterday, he was talking about, like, his process of, like, implementing what they do, that it's part mechanism, but it's also part person. Like,
mm-hmm.
like you've got to, like, there's the way. But part of that way is, like, unlocking people.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about, like, breaking down guys. And, like, if you're Kenny Payne and you don't have your strength and conditioning guy until August, you can't break your guys down in June.
No.
Which is what he's been talking about doing, that they're really going crazy in the weight room mm-hmm. right now, really working the guys hard. And he's not – and as a coach, you know you're breaking these dudes down.
Yeah.
So when – their jumper is off after they just did that in the weight room. Like, you got to take that with a grain of salt because that's kind of part of the deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, that jumper's not going to fall the same way after a workout, mm-hmm. you know, or after you, you know, you, after you're sore from yesterday.
Yeah, high-level workout at that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because the number one coach that has been featured the most or that Kelsey's either talked about the most, has got the most articles written about him, whatever, is the strength and conditioning coach.
Yeah.
Like, Eli Foy is the guy that
is the lifeblood of every single program.
Yes.
Period.
And he is the guy that Kelsey talks about first. Talks about first, last, and in the middle. Like Eli Foy. And to your point, when you don't have that guy during these crucial times, like this is crucial, especially yeah. for a brand new team. Like this is probably some of the most important time. This and the, I think that first Bahamas trip will be some of the most important times
yeah.
for a new team with 13 new guys. And to have that guy really working on your team, like all the other stuff, like implementing the offense and making sure guys know the defense, like that, that is one thing. But to be able to get your bodies the way that we want them to be heading into this season is crucial. And the guy that knows how to do that is the guy that's been with me for years and our chief of staff, Eli Foy. And that's big.
It is pretty cool. And you know, and when I say refreshing, the urgency,
yeah,
the appreciation of where you are, the, and you know, criticism comes with that job.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like criticism comes with that job. That's why the Mike Woodson stuff, like from yesterday, it's just like so disappointing. Like
mm-hmm.
like if you're Mike Woodson, if you're the head coach of Indiana basketball,
Indiana,
Duke basketball, Carolina basketball, Kansas basketball, Kentucky, Louisville, like there are jobs where criticism's gonna come, like especially when you don't make the NCAA tournament
mm-hmm.
and to break affiliations and to not acknowledge that it has to be better. Like it's really disappointing to see that. But it is sort of a, like, Chris Mack was like that.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Mack was like, oh, well, you know, if y'all don't appreciate me going out in the first round, Minnesota, then what are you? What am I doing here? Like, well, no, dude, you're not, you ain't at Xavier, bro.
No.
And Xavier, I'm sure Pat Kelsey looks back on his time at Xavier finally, or even Wake Forest, but this ain't that.
Mm-mm.
This is Louisville basketball, the number one market for college basketball. So.
And he's understanding that. Because, like, at a presser in June, there was probably more people there than he's used to seeing after games.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, at a presser in June, there was standing room only.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, standing room only. And even when he walked in, it's kind of like, I mean, this will wear off, I'd imagine, at some point. But he's walking in like, whoa. Like, oh, you guys are coming here to talk to me at a presser in June? We didn't right. play a game just now, guys. Like, it's like, like, no, coach, there's like double the amount of seats for games. Like, when it's game time, it's like extra couple of levels of seats when it like when people want to talk to you and your players. So like he's understanding, I think he's grasping the concept of, yeah, this is different. Like this is we're not in Kansas anymore, but I'm going to fully embrace that, because that was something that he was asked. I think Tim Sullivan asked him, is it do you ever wear out? Is this overwhelming? Is it like, are you being stretched too thin? Was the words he used.
Yeah.
And he's like, nah, man. Like, no, I have a great team around me. Like, my team is helping me navigate through. He's like, one, I enjoy this stuff, like talking mm-hmm. to you guys and doing all that stuff. But, like, my team is telling me, okay, coach, you got to be here. And I'm there. Hey, coach, you got to do this. And I do it. And, like, leaning on my team, like, yeah, this is my first year, my staff's first year at Louisville. But the team that works in athletics have been here for a while.
Right.
And I'm leaning on them to help me navigate this new job, and it's worked out perfectly. And that was awesome to hear that as well, because we know once again that wasn't always the case.
Yeah, and you know we'll play some of the sound too. I think James working on a few things, you know, making sure we're all up and running and it's streaming over at 93.9 and stuff
yeah.
like that. So when James settles in, we'll play some sound. But it is really cool, because like he also talked about like how they have a way, but how like certain teams like 2 years back at Charleston, it like clicked super early.
Yeah.
And then last year, it took a while. And I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I think our fans appreciate that it's not just always going to be this way. I think Satterfield, just to make a football corollary, I think he struggled to understand that like you couldn't just take App and what you're doing at App and then plug it into a Power 5 program. Mm-hmm. There are some elements that you could do.
Absolutely.
But, like, he had a belief of, like, small defensive linemen were going to get it done. And then then we got pushed around.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the second year. Mm-hmm. You know, when he didn't really recruit a lot of those big D linemen. And then he changed. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I see the error of my ways. I can't do it like that. Because you're not – it's not the same level. Mm-mm. So, let's play – PK2, if it's labeled that way. I hope it's labeled the same way. Because this is on the Bahamas, and like why it was so important to kind of get this scheduled early. And we talk about the urgency. A lot of coaches come in and they put together a roster. And I was like, I'm done. Pat Kelsey's like, nah, my roster's together, but now I need to go get them together and travel with them and start to figure out them. And this is Pat Kelsey on the Bahamas trip.
Yeah. First of all, tip of the cap to our administration for making this happen in a very, very short turnaround, because it's not something that was planned on. Again, that's the commitment of basketball being good around here and the things that it takes for basketball to be good, the wind to be at our back. And with a completely new roster, signing 13 players in 2.5 months, coming from parts all over, you're limited in a lot of ways in terms of the NCAA rules in the amount of time you can be on the floor with your players per week. I'm sure all you guys are aware of this, maybe not the specifics, but 4 hours is the time that you're allowed to spend on basketball. That includes film. That includes anything on the floor. Obviously, you have additional time for other things like strength and conditioning and conditioning. The total number of hours is 8. When you go on a foreign trip, the NCAA allows you, on top of those, you know, 4 hours that you have throughout the week, to have 10 full practice days, the type of practice days that you would have throughout the course of the season, where there aren't those type of limitations. So it's great. It really allows us to speed up kind of the growth curve of this team, both implementing what we do, how we do it, our system, our terminology, teaching guys how we practice. The philosophy being that, you know, when we get to the end of those 10 practices, we get a great head start. You know, so when we get back together, when it really, really starts ramping up and it counts for real, when practice starts at the end of September and the beginning of October, we could look back to these 10 practices and go, man, you know, we're way farther ahead than we should have been. So, that was the main point of it. Obviously, these foreign tours, there's a cultural aspect to it as well, where you get to leave the country, go somewhere else. That's going to be cool. The other part of it is just the team building, the team chemistry, the camaraderie, the rapport, through getting to spend more time together on the floor. And then, you know, obviously going on a trip together and being at a pretty darn cool hotel and resort for a while, getting to know each other, putting some suntan lotion on, swimming, doing a little wave surfing or whatever the crap you call it, potty surfing. So we're going to have a good time as well. So I think we'll be further along in terms of our basketball system, and we'll be further along in terms of, you know, what we call the power of the unit.
The power of the unit. And, you know, that's cool. And they are going to go to a pretty cool resort. Baja Mar is pretty cool. It'll cost you, I would say, if you want to go in the summer, which is going to be a little bit of a longer trip than they do in over Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. It probably cost you $5,000 for two people.
Okay.
$5,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't be able to go.
Yeah.
You know, nah, Brandy,
yeah,
baby.
He's over. It was never under consideration.
But you were at the press conference yesterday. Probably one of the last press conferences you've ever gone to in a while. A little bit. You'll get back to it. But what was it like in there? What was it like just being in the room and kind of, you know, just taking it in?
It was cool, man. Because you feel the appreciation for the fact that, like, this is someone, like, I've talked about it several times on these airwaves. This is someone who's worked his way to get to this spot. And I think he's still in disbelief that he's in this spot. You know what I mean? Like, it's something that's going to wear off after a while.
Sure.
Like, eventually, because he'll be the.
He'll
but it's like, yeah. Hey, I worked over, I mean, imagine working over a decade at places that. Just like I said, it may be you're used to press conferences of 2-3, maybe 4-5 people. And now you have a press conference with 25-30 people.
Right.
Like, that's different. And it's kind of like, wow, like, man, all you guys, like, he still says thank you for everybody showing up and thank, you know, both when he walks in and leaves. You know what I mean? Like, I've never seen that before. I've done a lot of press coverage.
Well, at Winthrop, you got to beg.
Yeah.
At Charleston, it's really nice in Charleston. Yes. There's a lot to do.
Exactly.
You got to get people to show up, man.
So, yeah, for a coach to say thank you for all the guys and gals to show up and to thank them on the way out is cool. Because, like I said, it's something that you're not used to. And, like I said, everybody, he's very embracing. Like, he's very embracing. And one thing they had to tell us, because remember, he is new, they were like, hey, make sure you introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Because coaches talk to some of you guys and over the phone.
I still hadn't met him.
Yeah.
I mean, I couldn't go, like people are like, oh, why didn't Blake Baker go to the press conference?
The sheriff, where we at?
Look, my wife allows me to do a lot from September to Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Her busy time is now. So there's an arrangement there that allows me to do what I do,
mm-hmm.
but not right now. Not right now. This is the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that once the Derby ends, and this year it got a little bit longer because the PGA, mm-hmm. which is a little irregular, and it probably irritated her a little bit because she needed me. You know what I mean? But this is the arrangement. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so I couldn't go.
Yeah.
It was at 1 o'clock, which really isn't that bad of a time.
No.
But I couldn't be there. You know, so that's just kind of how that goes. But let's continue to roll on, because there's more sound from Pat Kelsey. We are going to talk about Rick Pitino.
Oh man,
okay? We are going to talk about Rick Pitino. We are going to talk about football, because there's a lot of cool stuff going on with that. And maybe we'll talk about Kyle Filipowski.
Oh man,
I don't know. Feels a little slimy.
I mean, this is wild, man.
Slimy.
It's actually really wild.
And we are losing Diener, I think, in a variety of ways. We're going to lose Diener because he's not only going to soccer games now. He's going to go to Brazil tonight. Okay. He's going to go to the Power Slap competition tonight.
Well, that's actually hilarious. That is
Power
probably
going to
be a lot of fun.
And he's going to go to UFC tomorrow.
I do know that.
He's in Las Vegas. Like, who is this man? Who is this man? Going to Power Slap events, going to UFC events, going to soccer, and... at some point we got to talk about some college football here, Drew.
Oh yes,
right. You got to come back here. He's not your Brom if you're going to go to Power Slap 8 UFC and soccer.
Because the games hadn't started yet, Blank. So he's good. He's good. Plus Power Slap, I'm not gonna lie.
He's gonna have Tyler Shuck. name a right guard.
You don't tell me Drew doesn't know Michael Gonzalez or
Renato Brown?
Yeah, you don't know these guys? You know?
No. No. Brom Shuck.
That's it. That's all he got for you.
Brady Oscar.
Yeah, that's it. He didn't know all the people on the team. That's it. That's all he got for you. That's funny.
I know. That's it. So, yeah. So, if you need electrical work done, call our friends Abtech Electrical Services, abtecelectric.com. They came out to my back patio, rewired me, got me added plugs. My wife's going to do some nice string lights to kind of give us some ambiance out there. And, We just cleaned it up out there. Less extension cords, a lot prettier, better presentation. They also put in a car charger. I drive a Tesla, and we're managing that. Now it's the way it's supposed to be. And so really appreciate Abtech Electrical Services for doing that and hooking us up. It's really great when, electric, like, oh, that outlet doesn't work. Okay, we'll just use another one. No, your outlet should work, or I need more light in this room. Call them. They'll put it in. It's not as expensive as you think, and you need to have that done. You know, having the Diener didn't have a lot of light in his bedroom. Now he's like, well, I've got light here. This is weird. Yeah, you don't want to put stuff like that off. Go ahead and call Abtech Electrical Services. They also put a generator in Paul Rogers' house, so when the power goes out, ice, wind, hail, whatever, takes the power out, he's got electricity and his neighbors don't. So he can laugh at them from on high. Paul Rogers, I have power. Stay out of my house, you peasants. And you can do the same thing. If you want to do that, Abtech Electrical Services, they can take care of you over there. Mark Blankenbaker, Jeff Lights, we'll be back next after this.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. with video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
My appeal. Walk through closet doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. I stepped on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave and the poor got paid.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back to The Diener Show here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Mark Blankenbaker, Jeff Lightsey Jr. We don't have Drew Diener. He's going to power slap 8. And Brazil tonight. He's got multiple events. I mean, the guy is actually doing a lot in Las Vegas with his son Max.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool to watch. I just don't know who he is. He's going to all these. If it was me, I was like, hey, I'm going to go to Power. He's like, what are you going to do going to Power? You can already hear it.
Said he's networking. Said he's trying to get Max a job, man. He's trying to get him a job in the UFC Dana White space, man.
That's pretty cool.
So that is pretty cool.
Well, you got Ethan Moore on the line. He said he's on vacation, but he's still calling in. So, Ethan Moore, New Smyrna Beach, are you outside? What's the weather like? How's the bronzing situation? What's going on?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, man. I'm outside right now just watching the waves crash up against the shore. The weather's been pretty good. There's a couple of days of rain for a couple of hours. You know how Florida is in the summertime.
Yeah.
Some showers, and it gets up out of here. It's been great, man. It's been a nice, relaxing trip. And, you know, I back home, I was greeted with Jeff's video of Pacino's comments.
Wow.
I had no idea what had even happened yet. So I watched what he said, agree 100%. And then I kind of went backwards to find out what went on. And, man, you know, there's never a dull moment. You know, sometimes in the summer, you have some stretches of, I don't know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that has been one of the main topics back in the Ville.
It was yesterday. It will be again today on this show. And, I mean, let's talk about it. How do you feel about it, Ethan? Tell us.
It's pretty lame for Pitino, to be honest. I mean, it's really pathetic what I said on Twitter. The way that BBN talked about him and how nasty
that
they
show,
were.
The show that he went on.
Specifically
yeah. That
exactly.
show.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, not only that, then you go on KSR, who made fun of him and, you know, mocked him for years.
Years.
Years. And then you're just going, okay, yeah, cool, I'm going to do that. And I mentioned that on social media yesterday, too. It's like, somebody should just pull up all of the snarky, rude, smug comments that they made, and then be like, "Hey, Rick, hey, look at this, man. Cool. You know, it's a sap move." And again, he's free to do whatever he wants to do. He's free to say whatever he wants to say. On one hand, I understand. Like, he's not going to be, you know, Louisville loyal through and through. I mean, after how he left, I'm not expecting him to be, you know, a Louisville man forever. But again, if you're going to go on that platform and you're going to publicly talk about how Mark Stoops and Eddie Grant, I mean, how did that happen? Or close friends, and you're going to donate NIL to Louisville's arch rival, I'm done with you. I used to pull for him for St. John's, to be honest with you. I softened my stance on him when he dropped the lawsuit against U of L. I was pulling for St. John's because he was the head coach. Not anymore. I'm done with him. Again, it was a pathetic move on his part to just grovel back to BBN, despite all of the things that they had said about him over the years. I never understood it, guys. Just the fact that, like, you know, I don't know if somebody is like really, really mean and nasty to you for years. It's just kind of like, okay, well, then that's life, and you move on. Not groveling back and begging for their for their attention and wanting to get back in their good graces. I wouldn't be shocked at all if he's the why in Kentucky when they go find him at St. John. I could see that happening. You know, who cares if you don't need a halftime speech. I think they do it at halftime. I don't know. But I wouldn't be shocked at all if he went out there and did the why, despite all that. And if I'm a St. John's fan, I'm kind of irritated as well. It's like, all right, man, like, we get it. That's, you used to coach there. You're the coach now as a former player. But, like, your job is to win games at St. John's, not even talk about helping them out. I mean, and then, too, guys, despite all that he's talking about, and, again, I think he's full of it in this regard,
mm-hmm.
like, how would you even want to verbally say or verbalize you're contemplating giving NIL money to a competitor? Like, yeah. it's beyond me. And, you know, as a Louisville fan, that certainly bothers me. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, well, whatever, I don't care. No, I do care. It's lame for him to do that. But then on top of that, if you're a St. John's fan, like, dude, we're playing them in a home and home, and then you're talking about giving NIL money to a competitor? That can't sit well with St. John's fans either.
Well, I think about the players that played for Patino here at Louisville. You know, if I'm, you know, and I'm not going to speak for Luke, obviously, but I am thinking about Luke. You know, I'm thinking about Peyton and Russ and some of those guys that played against Kentucky that got put out in the Final Four by UK, that got put in, you know, got put out in 2014 in the Sweet 16, Luke Hancock's last game.
Mm-hmm.
The players that he put on the treadmill and drove and the insane workouts, the legendarily, you know, insane workouts that these guys put in. And, you know, if I'm a Rick Pitino player at Louisville and I hear what he says yesterday, and my last game was against Kentucky in the Sweet 16 in Indianapolis after I won a national championship, that doesn't sit very well with me.
Can't.
I'm probably texting coach and being like, look, man, that outlet, the show that you went on yesterday and said those things, you may not know that that's the place, that that's the outlet that not only made fun of you, they made it their mission
mm-hmm.
to humiliate you. And then you went and did that to denigrate us. And so a lot of the stuff that Matt Jones and KSR, like, it is extremely low class what they did, specifically to Rick Pitino. And to go on, to appear on the show is crazy
yeah.
to me. Insane to show up on
but
that
guys,
show.
It speaks to, it just speaks to how lame it is. It's like, I don't understand the fascination with getting back in BBN's good graces. Despite what you just said, Blank.
Well,
I mean,
wait, he told you. He told you, Ethan. He essentially is professing his love for him. He's like, almost like, I understand. Okay, I get it why you guys were that way. And the place that I was at, meaning Louisville, didn't treat me so nice. Like, these were quotes that came out of
that. No, he was saying that Kentucky didn't treat him nice while he was at Louisville.
Yeah.
And he understood that. And I get it too, Ethan, Jeff, like, that Mark Pope is now the coach there. And that is one of his favored players. And that is one of his former players. And he's going to, you know, support him. I totally understand that. But you don't have to support the football program, bro.
No.
So.
No. And in the end, how did they become such close friends with Stoops and Eddie Grant? Isn't he fired? Does he not even work?
No, no, no. He's
program?
Not the
I, mean, I don't know.
He's still on the football program. He's like chief of staff or something like that. Like, he's not an offensive coordinator anymore. He's been put out to pasture because he couldn't call plays, but who can call plays with Mark Stoops as your coach? But that's a whole other conversation. It just really didn't sit well with me. But, you know, I don't think it sat well with a lot of people.
And it shouldn't. If you're a Louisville fan, and I agree with the player at the player angle. And Jeff, like I said earlier with your video, I mean, I think there was still that fringe of Cardination that was like, you know, didn't kind of want to let go.
I think
you summed it up beautifully about like, all right, man, this is your answer. We got to move on. And this is coming from somebody that was certainly critical of Rick. It was a love-hate relationship. I didn't like the fact that we were staring three straight first-round tournament losses in the face. The 2012 Final Four run shut me up with that. But all the scandals. I mean, if you go back and look, whether you want to argue that he should have been removed from those or not, I get that. But 99% of the time, you can't have those first two scandals. And again, you can argue that, well, the third, you know, the Cypher stuff was an NCAA violation. You can argue that. But, like, everything else that happened, the Katina Powell scandal, like, nobody is surviving that.
No,
and one person. Oh,
yeah. And everything Patino, you just said, KSR reported live from the Karen Cypher trial. Mm-hmm. They hysterically laughed at the 15-second testimony that you gave. Mm-hmm. They had a Katina Powell book signing.
Didn't they give Katina Powell a whole hour?
They gave her a whole hour.
Yeah,
and they howled at Squirt to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's the show you showed up on, Rick Pitino. Mm-hmm. That's where you went. We didn't do that.
Mm-mm.
You know, and by the way, all the crap that we're still digging out from.
Yes.
You know, you acknowledged to David Padgett that that Paul was offering Brian Bowen $250,000 and you still freaking took him. All right.
Yeah. You know, that's on him. That whole recruitment was on him. But he willfully ignored all of those red flags. You don't have a McDonald's All-American five-star prospect still unsigned and have a final list of DePaul and Creighton and a couple other teams that something wasn't right. And then you sit there and say, well, he fell into our lap. Well, we didn't have to pay a cent on his recruitment or a nickel, whatever he said. It's like, yeah, dude, that's on him. But it goes back to he was given so many chances here. And again, I'm always going to go down with the Cypher or with the Powell stuff that he didn't know. I mean, I truly believe that because everything that we have seen with his body of work leading up to that would tell you that he didn't need for that to happen. Louisville was rolling anyway. McGee's a moron. But yeah, to your all's point, it's just like it's just for me. There's one word to sum it up, and it's lame.
Mm-hmm.
It's just it's lame. And again, blank like you were detailing with KSR, like dude. They mocked you for years, and you're like, well, okay, I love BBN so much. I'm just going to go, you know, I'm going to go on there and profess my love to him. Just the groveling, guys. The groveling, and it's gross, and it's lame, but you know what? Whatever. Whoever plays St. John's, I hope they win.
Well, yeah, and I mean, there's a lot of people that are still in town that we're friends with that are still connected to Coach Pitino. I wonder how they feel about that because, I mean, he went on that platform. That's the platform you want. Like, yeah. There's a lot of other platforms.
Absolutely.
I mean, 10 to 12, it's a crap time slot. It honestly is. Sorry. Sorry, Louie and everybody. But, like, that's where you show up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and the low-class nature of those guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, of that particular show, no way.
Yeah, man.
No way.
That's what happened.
Like, no way at all. So, anyway, Rick Pitino can do what Rick Pitino does. He can answer to his players and his friends about that. And honestly, I don't think he cares. You know,
he clearly does.
And he clearly has utterly no idea about where he stood prior to yesterday with Louisville fans. And so it does hurt. It hurts.
It sucks.
But we got to move on. We got Pat Kelsey now, and that's all we can do. All we can do is move on.
That's right. And then certainly the excitement that's building for the upcoming season, man. I mean, again, I was able to watch a lot of that presser yesterday and just, you know, Coach Kelsey and then the players that spoke. I mean, how can you not be fired up for the season upcoming? I mean, oh, my gosh. And then you got the talent. You got shooters at multiple positions. You have a coaching staff, players that have energy. And get this, guys. A mentality and a mindset to win now.
Mm-hmm.
How refreshing is that? You have to be excited and have to get on board for that.
Absolutely, man. I mean, we were playing some clips. We'll get back to it in the next hour. But, like, yeah, Pat Kelsey and the players fired me up. You know, Javon Hadley and what he was saying yesterday, mm-hmm. super fired up, you know, about where I think we're going to be defensively. Because I'm pumped about our offense. My concern has been defense. And so to hear that there's some confidence on the defensive side of the floor, it really gets me fired up.
Yeah, and then, too, just that first game against Morehead State, that's going to be a game that I feel like a bunch of people are going to show up. You have the Ole Miss game. You have the Tennessee series. I mean, there's just a lot that you have an attractive schedule in addition to the ACC, Battle for Atlantis. Then you have the Bahamas trip preceding the regular season. I mean, it's all falling into place to have a very fun season. And, again, I cannot stress enough – how I love the fact that our coaching staff and the players have the mindset that they need to win now, and this is why they came to Louisville, to get the program back to where we all expected to be. It's awesome. I mean, it's so much easier to rally around these guys in this program with that mindset, everybody going in the same direction. It's beautiful to see.
It is beautiful to see. So what's your plan, Ethan? Did you get the PJ set up from Auntie, or did you actually drive down there like a peasant?
Yeah, dude, we drove. It was, you know, we only stopped, I'll tell you this, though. We only stopped once.
You did?
So,
wow.
Yes, with a 12-year-old and an 8-year-old and our dog. So
that's incredible.
Wow. Indeed. Indeed it was. Now, we got here on fumes, but we only able to stop once. And so we did drive. And then later on next week, we'll be making the trek back.
I can't believe you. I mean, it's you're good enough for Derby box. Like you can get the box at Derby, which is good. But you know, let me know when you get graduated up to the PJ.
Okay, you'll be the first. You'll be the first call. You'll be the first one to know.
I love that story. So, Jeff, I was at Derby with Ethan and his wife's aunt, and you know, they had a horse that was going to run on the Preakness card.
Oh wow!
And so she goes, "Yeah, we might fly up for the day. You know, we have our own jet." I was like, "You do?" And she's like, "Yes." And then she told me the story about she test flying the private jet. Ethan, I don't know if you even heard this, but because you were talking to Chase the Face, but she goes, yeah, we took the plane up, and she goes, and I knew when we lifted off I was never going to fly commercial again.
and blank, remember whose former plane that was?
Yeah, Coach Patino's plane.
Wow.
That's whose plane she bought. Yeah.
Wow.
I wonder if there's any KSR articles that are hidden in there, like laminated.
I don't know. Let me know if you find any Porcini takeout.
Oh man, I tell you.
Yeah, man. All right, buddy. Well, hey, have a safe ride home. You know, enjoy those waves. Let me know if you see any footprints in the sand, if it reminds you of the poem Footprints in the Sand or anything like that.
All right, guys. So, Will, you'll have a great weekend.
You too. Ethan Moore, a male high school Louisville Cardinal. You know, like he's you know, we got the trio of us,
yeah.
the Louisville male high school Bulldogs. You know, when Diener leaves, we can get to it back to our public school roots. Yeah.
But he's kind of everywhere. He's a Holy Cross guy now. Okay, so
he's a Holy Cross. We've got Mercy. We've got Assumption. We got Trinity. I don't know. St. X has been pushed way to the side.
Okay.
Way to the side for Diener.
Yeah. Where's the Mercy and Assumption? Well, those
so, Mercy, we have Red Reg Dave.
Okay, Red
He's
Reg,
the
yeah.
Mercy football coach. And then Assumption, my sister-in-law, she's going to coach with Ann Cordes volleyball.
Okay.
Jordan, now Jordan Madden, Jordan Kuchenbrod, she's the player of the decade at Bellarmine for volleyball.
Okay.
And that's my sister-in-law. So,
gotcha.
They're moving back like next month, or I don't exactly know the date, but they're going to roll back through, and she's going to, you know, be coaching with Ann, and super high level volleyball player. Yeah. Probably should have played. I mean, she was going to play in Louisville, you know, so Bellarmine was the spot,
yeah.
You know, so pretty cool to see that. But they've been living in Philadelphia, and now they get to move back to society.
Well, that's awesome.
You know, where you like pick up trash and stuff. You don't just let it pile up on the side of the road. Oh, why does nobody respect our town, Philadelphia? Oh, it's weird. Blew like a three-decade lead on being the nation's capital. You don't pick up your trash. Honestly, like when you go to Philadelphia, when you land, like you're looking around, you're like, this place pisses me off.
Is that right? So, is that why all the sports fans up there are pissed
have
off all
to
the
be.
Time?
They don't know what good
They're
living
always
is.
Always pissed.
Like, you can't live in Philadelphia and not be pissed off. Sorry, Ken Savaji. Sorry, Ken. But that town sucks, man. Like, it just sucks. Like, legit. Like, I love New York. I love Chicago. Miami's all right.
I was about
traffic
to say,
in Miami sucks, but it's cool.
Because I hear about all the places. Like, I know you don't like Memphis, Charlotte,
Memphis sucks.
And now Philly. Okay, so
Charlotte
now I'm
gonna is fine.
Okay,
Charlotte is very nondescript. It's like, you know, in The Matrix, You know, with like Keanu Reeves and Neo, like he's not Neo yet, but like he's like some guy in a cubicle and they show the town and it really could just be any city. That's Charlotte.
Mm.
Like you show the Charlotte skyline in a movie, nobody's going to be like, "That's Charlotte." You know, you show Pittsburgh, that's a town. Mm. That's a city.
Okay.
That's a skyline. You know, it's distinguished. You show Cincinnati, Indianapolis, like you know. You see Charlotte, you're like, "What town is that?" Philadelphia, they have no respect for their stuff. Like, yeah, Diener's always talking about how Cincinnati needs to get power washed. Like, they need to.
Cincinnati definitely needs to get power washed, though.
Philadelphia needs to be deloused. Like, airdropped in a sanitary. Like they don't take any pride in their town at all. But if you talk crap about it, now all the Philadelphia Army's coming over the hill.
Yeah.
Well,
no,
pick up some stuff before. Yeah. While you're coming over the hill at me, maybe pick up the trash that's all over the place. Just a thought. Place is ridiculous. Like, it's a ridiculous human experience, Philadelphia is. Like, honestly. Like, it is honestly the worst city. Like, Memphis, Philadelphia. Like,
So Philly is under Memphis. Like, it's like, you're choosing.
No, like, Memphis is like the worst.
The worst.
Or like,
okay.
I should go bottom. And Memphis is the worst. And then Philadelphia is right there. Give me two towns that you never need to go to. At all. Freaking terrible. So, anyway. All right. On the other side, we'll continue to talk city rankings, obviously. You know, we'll talk more about Pat Kelsey and what he talked about yesterday. I don't really freaking need to talk any more about Rick Pitino.
No more?
I'll be honest with you. Like, it just irritates me, and it's a pretty day outside, and I love my town. I love my city. I love my basketball program. If he wants to spit on the city and his players, he can do it. But I'm over it.
You done with it?
I'm over it. We're going to talk about former players that carry the number because we got numbers yesterday.
Yeah,
we got to talk
that.
About that.
Some exclusions on there.
And I like what Louisville's doing. I like what they're doing. You know, we're starting to say, kick rocks, people.
Yeah.
You know, screw you. You're either with us or you're against us.
Hey.
And I like what Louisville's doing in that regard. So we'll continue to roll on. Jeff Leitze is in with me this morning. Mark Blankenbaker. And if you take pride, like I know a lot of you Louisvillians do in your town, you're going to support local business. And that means Goomer and Company. They've been in business since 1971. Two master jewelers on site. And they take care and pride. And they're proud of the product that they're going to provide to you. So they're going to take care of you for the lifetime of your purchase. And they're also not going to go in there and pressure to do more than what you had planned in your already. So they're going to go in there, educate you throughout the process. And, you know, it's cuffing season. A lot of people will get engaged. Maybe it's time for you. Maybe it's time for you to, you know, make that call. Go see them at Goomer & Company. They have a top-level jewelry buying experience and can custom create whatever you might have in mind. Mark Blankenbaker, I bought all my stuff there. Jake, go see Jake Goomer. Tell him Blankenbaker sent you. On the other side, Jeff Leitze, Mark Blankenbaker will be back next after this.